Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. It's a Saturday in winter, somewhere in the suburbs, and a high school girls' soccer team warms up for its indoor game. They stretch in sync, right quad, left quad, lunge, and their conversations spin around and off their turf, far outside the air dome bubble and back again. The Wolves by Sarah DeLapp is the second main stage production this season, presented by Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater. The production, directed by Lila Neugebauer, runs July 21st through July 31st. The play was a recipient of the American Playwriting Foundation's inaugural Relentless Award and a finalist for the Susan Smith Blackburn Prize. Playwright Sarah DeLapp joins us to tell us more. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So I'm going to start with what I hope is an easy write what you know question. Did you play soccer?
Yes. I definitely played soccer. I was center mid for a number of years and then continued to play track. I did volleyball for a bit. I actually had to quit soccer when I went to high school, which was always like the great tragedy of my young life. So this play is a little bit of wish fulfillment for me as it's about a high school soccer team.
When did you begin writing and how did you know you wanted to pursue it?
I started playwriting in college. I went to college thinking that I would be a movie star and very quickly realized I would not and didn't in fact want to be a movie star. And I took a playwriting class with Paula Vogel at Yale. I went to Yale undergrad and it totally changed my life. She has changed many playwrights' lives actually, and I was really lucky to be able to learn just like what theater can do and what theater can be. And when I started realizing like how much you could shape these characters and shape their language and all the things you could play with, I just knew like this was it. This is what I wanted to do.
How long has this piece been an idea and a project that you've been working on? When did you start writing it?
I started writing it in August of 2014, so 2 years. And I wrote it really quickly. It came out sort of all in one piece in a matter of like a month or two. I've done a number of workshops on it since, but that draft hasn't actually changed that much since it came out, which will never happen again, I'm sure.
Tell us a little bit more about, we hit on that it, you know, involves football or soccer.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about the themes explored, what happens in the show.
Yes, okay, so the play is about an indoor girls soccer team, 9 16 or 17 year old girls in the junior year of high school, and every scene is a warm up for a soccer game in their indoor soccer season. So as you see them stretching in sync and eventually passing some balls, doing some passing drills, you're watching them warm up for their game as they just talk about the world around them and their lives and genocide and their parents and college and all of the different things that are percolating in these young people's lives. There's a lot of political talk in the play. There's a lot of talk about bigger themes and things that they're learning about in school or that are hearing about from all of these various sources and are like trying to parse out, as they're also trying to parse out who they are and what they believe in and how they're similar to all of their friends on this team and how they are different and how they're trying on these identities. And really a lot of the play is just watching them navigate through these relationships with all of the other young women on the team and try to sort out like what type of person am I going to be.
And how soon in creating it did you know that they would be warming up and running drills as they did it?
Pretty early on. I started writing the play. I went to this art exhibit in New York at the New Museum. That was called Here and Elsewhere. It was a survey of contemporary art from the Middle East and North Africa. And I went up with a couple of friends and we were walking around and I was so moved by a lot of this art that was about like, you know, heavy hitting, real political realities that are affecting these artists' lives in the everyday and incredibly huge ways, you know? And I was walking through and having all these ideas about it. I thought like, what could be further away from all of this than a bunch of girls on an indoor soccer field just like talking about the world?
You won the Relentless Award, a new award in honor of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. What has earning that meant to the process of the show?
Oh, I mean, that I still feel like so flabbergasted and totally amazed about that award. And I think, you know, it just brought so much attention to this play and has made so many people believe in a play that is actually kind of, in some ways, I think, difficult because it's so many young women on stage. It's 9 women on stage for pretty much the entirety of the play. And that is kind of like, in some ways, like a revolutionary idea. And there's a lot of people who don't want to listen to 9 16-year-old girls talk for 90 minutes. And I think the award and the attention, I mean, has changed my life in many ways and also made it just like I couldn't have asked for like a more generous, exciting platform for this play.
With apologies for not knowing this, did you have to submit it or did the people find it?
Oh yeah, I had to apply for it.
And then there was a cash prize and a workshop?
Yes, there was a cash prize, and I think there are going to be workshops, readings at 9 different theaters across America. I've done one of them at the Huntington so far, which was really great. And there are other, I can't remember all the other things.
That's okay. It's a lot to keep track of. Yeah. And you're here now, working on it here now.
Yeah.
The director here is Lila Neugebauer. Do you know her before this, or how were you paired up for this?
Yeah, we've actually been working on this play together for about a year. We did a workshop about a year ago in New York with Club Thumb and Playwrights Horizons Theater School, one of the Tisch studios. And we're actually using a couple of the girls from that workshop here at New York Stage and Film. And Lila is amazing. She is such an incredible director. And what's more, she's an incredible soccer player. And we've started doing training in the morning before rehearsals. And she's like half soccer coach, half director. It's great.
Are the actors actually teenaged or are they, you know, close to that young looking?
They are all over 18, but they're all...
So they can work. Like, yes. you need them to be able to work a bunch of hours.
Exactly. But they're all, you know, early 20s.
When they auditioned, did they have to demonstrate athleticism?
Yes, they did, which was a shock to some of them. I think they were, like, outside being like, there's a ball in there, there's a soccer ball. And they all had to kick it around a bit with Lila. We were trying to find a juggler, so...
Some of the people who were in the like reading committee, the play selection committee that gave you that award, are here working at New York Stage and Film. Lucy Luther Burns, Scott Ellis are here. So you're getting a full production of your show right next to people who I imagine you look up to.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, which is kind of amazing. I met Lucy because of this, and she's been a great advocate for the play. And I obviously think she's astonishing and feel so honored to be here and to be here working next to these incredible, incredible artists.
I'm interested in learning a little bit more about how you learn to do what you do, how you go to school and study playwriting. And do you have to write plays in college that get graded by people?
Oh, that's a great question. I took a couple of playwriting courses in undergrad. I mean, the plays get graded, but it's not, you can't, I'm teaching a playwriting class right now, and it's kind of hard to grade according to quality or how, like, you know, good something is, which is always so slippery, but especially with young writers, it can be, like, kind of difficult. They were graded, but it's also about effort and experimentation. And you can really tell when someone's like working hard and is doing multiple drafts and is thinking and is really like thinking about the theater and about live performance as opposed to like a TV pilot or a movie script. But I took amazing classes with Paula Vogel, with Amy Herzog, with Donald Margulies. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, taking a great class with an amazing playwright just changed my life totally, hearing how people talked about the theater.
And then how does consuming theater, going to see it, how does that help?
Oh, so much. I mean, I think you can't actually write plays if you're not going to see them. Although I'd be really curious to see what a play would look like if you've never seen one before. I bet it would actually be amazing. But going to see plays, I mean, that's part of what this play, The Wolves, has so much movement in it. It's almost like dance theater. It's approaching dance theater because every moment is actually choreographed because all of these girls are moving together as they talk. They're moving through their stretch cycle in perfect unison, like a military unit. And that is something that I feel is deeply theatrical and is exciting to watch, and something I always struggle with or think about, and it's very present in my mind as I'm writing, is like, but what are they doing? What can they be doing that creates some tension between what they're talking about, somehow like deepens and enriches our experience of watching them and listening to them. I think the relationship between what you're listening to and what you're seeing can be like very exciting and potent and rich in a theater.
You don't have to tell me anything about this if there is something, but I want to ask, are you writing something else now, or have you written something since this?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of different projects. Some of them are too early to talk about because I don't like to talk about first drafts. But one is a Sloan commission, which means it has to be about science. And it's about an earthquake in Italy in 2009 that led to the indictment of 7 seismologists for manslaughter. And so it's sort of taking like a smaller angle on that and how it's affecting this one family and this one wife in particular. It's called His Wife, the Beautician.
Sarah, it's been wonderful to meet you. Have a great time here at Vassar, and, you know, good luck with everything.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sarah DeLapp's The Wolves runs July 21st through July 31st at Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.